Hey, upright, you're welcome to Tales Wales bloody fucking podcast, you bastards.
This is the second interview with the Cambrian Chronicler, where we actually do ask him some thoughtful questions about why he thinks his Welsh history videos resonate with millions of people. So yeah, get around it, enjoy it, love you, bye, good boy.
We've written some questions for you, if you don't mind. With the first one being, like, what do you think makes your content like resonate so well with so many people? Because like the numbers are like, and they're amazing.
They're huge, mate. Yeah,
yeah. We're a country of 3 million people, and you have views of like over 1.4. You know, you have like a third of the population.
Yeah,
so
one of them was 1.9 million. Yeah, I feel honestly, it's genuinely. I think being from Wales means that it just didn't feel real very, very quickly. I was like, oh, I don't even know how many people this is.
Yeah.
Also like, enjoyed your correction there. Right, well, 1.9 actually was one of them. Yeah, so if you want to get your facts straight, yeah,
it's 1.910986. We're all wrong about things.
Who's
sometimes.
Counting?
Don't worry about it.
Who's counting?
I like, but that's like two out of every three. Two thirds. I can't do maths. I'm so bad at maths.
A lot of the two thirds. Yeah.
If there's like 3 million people in Wales, that's a lot.
Equivalent. Yeah. I don't know the actual. I could probably find my actual numbers from Wales, but yeah, I have a lot of like all over the place, like America. Yeah.
I can imagine.
We have a lot of
Australia. They're interesting. I get comments like, oh, my ancestor was from this area, and it's really nice because I feel like if you're from Wales, you'll be like, oh. My mate was from Aberystwyth. Because everyone knows someone from like everywhere in Wales, I think.
Yeah, the Cymru connection.
Yeah, so like, you know, so like you get a message like, oh, my ancestor is from here. It's like, oh, that's cool. I'm glad.
Yeah.
What I think makes it appealing, I think I was talking to a friend about this because you sent me, not to pull the curtain behind you, sent me the questions ahead of time, which is great because otherwise you'd have to edit out like 40 minutes of me going, I was talking to a friend before trying to jog my brain. And I think I watched a lot of history videos and I still do, but especially when I was a kid. So I sort of grew up sort of seeing like there's like sort of a gap like for an audience that were looking for stuff that was informative but also kind of more accessible.
Yeah.
It wasn't too like, as you said, wasn't too like dry wasn't too like I don't know what the word is, like too shallow, because I really like really, really in-depth history. That's like my thing. And since I watch a lot of history stuff, so I think I know what I wanted to watch, so I made stuff that I would want to see and crossed my fingers that other people would want to watch it. And for about, to be fair, I mean, for about 9 months, the answer was people did not want to watch it. But eventually, I found stuff.
Well, mate, you've done so well. Like, honestly, me and Franks, we love your videos. I've said before, I find them so well done as well. You know what I mean? Like, it's so easy to follow. I think something I struggle with when we're doing our notes for this and stuff is trying to make sure that I'm... you probably, like anyone who's listened to us for a while, will hear like my insecurities seeping through when I go, am I making sense, Franks? Am I making sense? You know,
I'm the same.
And it's like, you are just so very good at like leading you along with the story. It's very, very good.
I think the point of saying, if make things that you want to see is quite a good tip for anyone who wants to do something like this or anything at all. If you just do it because it's the stuff you want to see out there, and it does, that way it's authentic and it's not like forced and it's not for anybody else. It's what you'd want to be watching.
Yeah, and you're not throwing yourself trying to do something you really aren't that interested in. Because I love making this stuff so much. So it's, even if I'm tired or like I'm a bit burnt out, like I can take a break and I can go back to it knowing that I'm going back to something I really, really enjoy.
Yeah.
That's such a good point. Yeah, absolutely.
And I think as well what you said with trying to... Oh, sorry.
No, not at all. Go on.
I think your point with like sort of worrying about making sense, I think also helps because I really struggle with like those super, super like academic, like really heavy, handy texts.
Definitely.
So in order to make the videos, I have to parse those first. So I think I'd like to think that helps other people parse the information too, because I'm trying to do that job for them really.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. Like weed through the sort of the buffering of it. Like we say that as well. A lot of it's like you said, it's very dense, some of it, to like try and get through, especially if you if you've got an interest in a very particular like side of history or like certain things,
yeah,
sometimes you don't want to know about like the political machinations of like the last four rulers, you know, that led to this. Sometimes you just want to know what's happening in that little time frame.
Sorry, so one time I was reading for a future video that doesn't exist yet. Don't know why future videos obviously don't exist. looking for etymology of a certain like Welsh name. And I read an article from the 70s. It's not a big popular topic. And the guy started talking about etymologies using Greek letters to represent sounds. I was like, who on earth? Is this catered for people who like Welsh history and speak Greek?
He's probably on the LSD. They found it. my next one was how did you take like the plunge of doing it, so setting up a channel, like you said it started 3 years ago. What was the thing that happened where you thought, do you know, I'm gonna give this a go?
It's a really good question, because it's difficult for me. I had to think about this one the most, because like trying to remember, I have a terrible memory, so trying to remember what happened 3 years ago.
For a historian, that's really funny. Yeah.
To be fair, we've established on this pod you're only 3 years old, so you've only just been born. So.
Can you guys remember when you were first born? I've always loved Welsh history, and my granddad was a big Welsh history fan as well.
Oh yeah.
So I think it's sort of a run in the family, really. And I think sort of as I was trying to read it, and I'm sure you guys have found the same, a lot of history stuff isn't accessible online, like compared to like scientific like journals, for example, that you can, a lot of that's open access. You can just read it. Most history stuff you have to buy a book for. So I found like I'd read stuff online and you'd keep coming across, as I've mentioned a few videos, like random sort of things that seem to have been like made up on the spot. And that like so they sort of like slowly build up over time. I found myself sort of what would I say? Like wanting to add like something more to it. Like to kind of do Welsh history to I said earlier, like to a level that I would really want to watch and hope that other people would really want to watch too. And help like sort of bring these like big academic works that a lot of people can't even access full stop, like be able to bring them to like a way that people can just watch on the internet at any point in time. And I think the actual event, it wasn't a specific event. I was in uni at the time and I was just sort of like doing nothing because it was August and like, what are you doing at the end of August?
Yeah.
And I come across I wanted to do filmmaking for a while. So I've been watching videos about like script writing and other such things like that. And I got recommended like sort of gradually a video about like filming and a random guy called, Roberto Blake, about how to make a YouTube channel. I thought, oh, I never really thought about this before. I'll give it a watch. And that's God, I don't know if you heard that.
That's him coming into the room.
Yeah. Don't talk about me. he was for some reason so bizarrely inspiring. I was like, oh my god, I could do something like this. I've always wanted to talk about history. I want to talk about Welsh history. I think I could do something like this. And so that was really it. Like I sort of made it in August. It took me like 3 months to make my first video because I wasn't really used to sort of the workflow. But that was sort of the kicking off point. Like, nice. Yeah. And it's
I was just gonna say that because Jack, you're already into script writing and stuff like that, weren't you? You've always
did it in uni and things like that, and it's weird how like an interest in one thing bleeds into another, isn't it?
Because this like, is my excuse to write. Well, I've always wanted to write and I love being able to write the videos, and that's like my excuse to really do more writing.
100%. Like me and Franks had given we didn't get anywhere with it. We did like a screenplay a few years back, didn't we?
And everything.
It was an excuse to get together get together, have a few beers and like and write something that we both really enjoyed talking about. And that sort of didn't really come to fruition or anything like that. But then
we didn't even proof it. We sent it off and then I reread it. It was just full of errors. So I was like,
full stop missing here, didn't dot the I's, didn't cross the T's.
But if only that was the issue, we did all. But it was during like lockdown where things were like mad. And we were a bit mad.
We were like, but it's a solid idea, even though we haven't done the proper work. Why is this not being taken? But anyway, that sort of turned into this pod then, and you know, and like you said, we get our writing fix now of writing the notes for this, and like sort of trying to make it as inclusive, as a little bit funny and whatever as we can.
But I think you guys have such a great thing, because you guys, it's so funny to listen to, and it's really, really accessible. You can just put anything on and you can just, you can get it straight away.
It's very kind.
Too kind, mate.
It's no, genuinely, it's so, I love listening to you guys. It's so interesting. So, yeah, like I said, it's so funny.
Praise from Caesar himself.
I know, Christ. That's a big praise, mate. Thank you.
Our next one's slightly more in keeping with our episode, our tone. If you could have a pint or a drink with any historical figure from Welsh history, who would it be and why?
I was curious to know your guys' answer for this one as well, if you don't mind answering.
Ooh, yeah.
My first thought, although it wasn't perhaps not quite in line, I wanted to meet a guy with smallpox, because I like to know what that looks like. Because, you know, it's not really around anymore.
Just to stare at him with a beer in your hand. Oh, you're disgusting. Yeah, I
love that.
Oh, you make me sick.
They had to go and bloody cure it, didn't they? So no one has it. Yeah. No. They really conned you out of that opportunity.
Another, but my more serious answer, I would... whether or not he was a real person, or perhaps just a bardic name, I would love to meet Taliesin, because any sort of real, sort of really skilled bard, because they have all those stories allegedly committed to memory. I would just grill him for like 8 days and write every single thing down.
Especially if, like, if you look at every single source that Taliesin every single work that Taliesin did, he apparently spanned like a couple hundred years as well, which is great. So like, you'd be like, wow, how what's your fucking skincare regime, because you look great.
Much better than the guy with smallpox.
Although he probably would have a lot of diseases if I was to meet him. Keep up with
who would be, Jack?
Oh, that's a good one. You've always said Taliesin. That would have been a good one. Let me think now. Anyone at all? I'm trying to think of who'd be the most interesting. But also, I'm torn between going, who would be the biggest, like, oh, they're a real pisshead. They'll come to Metro's with me at like 3 a.m. Or do I go somewhere who I'm going to get a load of like a font of knowledge from? I'm probably going to go with the former, if I'm honest, but I'm trying to think who's like a big drinker from history. Maybe Captain Morgan, because although Babs in his class, he was teetotal. Cappy Morgan, I mean, you don't name a rum after someone who was a shit house on a night out, do you? So maybe him, I don't know.
I'd go Merlin, because I reckon he'd turn, it'd be a night, an unforgettable night. It'd be weird and freaky and a bit scary. But
yeah, certainly one you wouldn't forget,
And our next question is... what's the most surprising or unexpected fact about Welsh history that you've come across in your research?
Yeah, this was a really tricky one, because if I ever find something I find interesting, I make it into a video. So it's like everything I've ever made. But then again, because it's me, like, I find everything interesting. So I don't know what other people find interesting. But there's also, even from like really mundane things like the draining of like the inland, like the sort of sea in Porthmadog that I never heard about, to like the old Welsh letters that we don't use anymore, to like the really sort of in-depth connections to like the Romans and the Irish that all these old kings would sort of claim to have. And the Roman, even the sort of Roman connection in language to Welsh, like you can compare words in like Romance languages to Welsh, and a lot of them all line up.
Because you always think of them so very distinct, don't you?
You can compare I don't know any off the top of my head, but like French, Welsh ceffyl, French cheval, Welsh for windows, like fenester, eglwys. And there's lots of stuff from, fenetered. And how much stuff is borrowed from Latin, like eglwys, ascol from like escolia, whatever it is in Latin. I think, I was very surprised to find. There's more, this is my own personal research, so I guess you can't technically cite it. There's more. I looked at like the list of the most common Welsh words from some random like Bangor University project. There's more Latin borrowed words in your average Welsh conversation than there is English.
Oh, wow.
That's mad.
Yeah. And you might think, you get all those people, like, remember when I was in uni, people like, oh, it says there's tren and train. Why are these words? It's like, yeah, well, first of all, I'm pretty sure that's a borrowed word in English as well.
Yeah, I hate that. When they always go like, oh, well, police, like, police is a bad word. Cause like, but like, police and like,
it's a different word.
Yeah. But I mean, they never say it in like Germany or France. And I'm like, oh, why do they say policia? When it's like, they always have a go at like Welsh for having similar sounding ones.
Yeah. Like, and but English is the worst language to do.
Yeah. Like, and that's why it's so successful.
Most of it's French.
Yeah. It's like, it's so successful because it's such a mongrel language. It's like French, mm-hmm. German. It's, you know, it borrows from everyone and it adapts and it goes forward. But it was, it'd be a little bugbear in my mind. Like, oh, why is this just, it's just like.
It's that one such... you've said to me many a time over the years, Franks, where it's a clip from, I think it's one of the series of The Apprentice from like years ago, where some absolute knobhead goes like, he's basically the Welsh language.
It's not,
he said,
well,
let's just say, you know, there's no Welsh word for entrepreneur. And it's like, oh, mate, like, fucking Jesus word. Christ, that's a French word, mate. It's not an English word.
I think it's in a book I read, and you said, that's where there's no Welsh businessman, because there's no Welsh word for entrepreneur. And it's like,
I just assumed it was, you said business,
really
I was like, it must be a French.
It's not even true.
I know, it's stupid on so many fronts, but the idea that he thinks entrepreneurs are an English word just made me,
I can't wait for a French nationalist to co-opt that as well, like, there's no such thing as an English businessman. That's why they call themselves entrepreneur. They can have, if anyone's listening, you can have that one for free.
I was gonna say, we'd be the first ones on this pod to be going, oh, that was a six lamb, bro. That was so good.
What's the funniest or most unusual comment you received from a viewer on your channel?
Oh, this is the one I take it back. This is the one I spent the longest on because I didn't used to screenshot. I started screenshotting them, sending them to my friends. And when I found a funny one, so I had to scroll through so many. All the strangest ones are less funny than you would think because they're basically incoherent. so I don't really ever think about those. The probably the strangest one I had was, I don't know how many words it was, but I took screenshots on my phone. It was 8 full phone length screenshots long.
Oh my God.
About a full sort of timeline connecting like the Romans and Atlantis and the Vikings all together.
Oh, Atlantis. We haven't covered that yet, have we?
I don't remember any particular dates. I think it was like 2000 BC, the Romans arrive in North America and discover Atlantean ruins. And I was like, this is great. I have to save this.
This is your next video, isn't it? Like Atlantis and Wales, the connections.
But I've had a few, if I can just read some to you that I found. They're not
go for it.
I was about to say ear-splittingly funny. That's not a phrase, I don't think.
Side-splitting, but only 3 years
yeah,
old.
No, when I turn 4, they might teach me phrases again and let me out of this cage.
You could have said then as well, this is a phrase back from medieval Wales. Ear-splittingly funny. We'd have believed you.
I put the screenshot in one of my videos. A guy commented, can you make a video killing people with a rock?
Very different understanding of what Cambrian Chronicles is like trying to do.
Reminds me, my Twitter handle is CambrianYT because Cambrian Chronicles didn't fit. And I figured Cambrian Chronicle would sound like a guy addicted to rocks. And, I don't want that. Don't want that noise. I had a guy reply to a random comment. I think this is a reference to something because it's so out of pocket. He replied to some random guy saying, I have nipples, Gareth. Can you milk me? Which actually must be a reference to something. I don't know what.
That is something. Can you?
It's Meet the Fockers or Meet the Parents or whatever, isn't it? Where he's I have nipples, Greg. Can you meet me?
He changed it to Gareth for some reason. I don't think the guy was even called Gareth. He was called like some bunch of numbers. I don't know. On my video about Cantra Guaylord, this guy, I'm pretty sure he somehow got the wrong video. I got a comment saying, is he honestly saying Nixon basically resigned because of personal legal problems? I posted it on Twitter once and someone made a funny joke being like, it's like App Nixon scandalously resigning from the throne of Wales.
The thing is, mate, I've actually watched that video and right at the end you go into an hour long tirade about Nixon and Watergate. Like, if you remember,
it was all the LSD from Powers. It's in the water supply. What else did I have? This one's not as funny without the context, without the profile picture. It's a profile picture of like a sort of, you know, like 50, 60-year-old men on Facebook kind of have like those kind of profile pictures. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Seems like they took it on accident kind of one.
Yeah, it was
one of those. And I mentioned the King Arthen from Ceredigion, and he just commented, "Arthen ap Saesith was my ancestor." Just saying. And the just saying next to the face really got me. I don't know why so much.
Just saying. Why didn't you cite me in that, actually? Because I'm one of his descendants, so.
And I'll give you one more. It's not as so funny, but I made the video on Wikipedia's King Who Doesn't Exist, like when I found some random guy on a random Wikipedia page I'd never seen anyone ever mention. I had a screenshot of that page, quite blurry for the thumbnail, like putting in a poll. Some guy managed to successfully guess. He said, "Oh, I think this is about Anundi. I've seen him before, but never seen any historical information." And I'd never seen anyone ever mention this ever. I don't know how he got it. Yeah.
This guy with absolute knowledge, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's one of my favorite comments. I don't know how he got it. And I think if I'd been a little bit more insane, I generally would have freaked out thinking he was in my walls or something. But luckily.
Have you ever discovered something so mad or bizarre, interesting during your research that it changed your view on a Welsh history moment in time?
Hmm. Yeah, this is one I struggled to think of too fast, because I'm bad at thinking, and I struggle to think.
Well, I was going to say, that's quite an unfair, it's quite maybe we'll skip that one, because it seems a bit...
No,
like...
I have you got one for it, if you like. Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is with it.
Sorry. I think finding out how many sort of... Because I already knew there's a few hoaxes around. I think my discovery of just how far a random hoax could spread really sort of opened my eyes to sort of... how sort of in danger, quite like Welsh history is quite a niche topic, but we're at a bit of an unfair advantage because, you know, basically everybody in Wales speaks English. So we're in the English speaking world. That's like a lot of people have access to like read stuff about Wales.
Yeah.
But not that many people are super knowledgeable. So you have like a guy from like 2008 just edit a Wikipedia page and it just becomes like an article on the BBC and all of a sudden it's cited all over the place.
Oh,
like,
oh, yeah. That's it's scary. Just
sort of, yeah. Yeah, that's and good. That sort of opened my eyes to how easily it could spread, I think.
Yeah.
I saw an article one time. I was trying to sort of find out exactly how old the Welsh language was. I know it's difficult because, you know, there's old Welsh, medium Welsh, etc.
Yeah, like, and when sort the cut-off point is as well.
Yeah, when does old become medium and everything else. But I remember just coming across this article, and it was someone who was an English person who studied in Wales. I think it might have been Aber, actually. I might make that up. It was some university in Wales, and they were like, it was basically an opinion piece. That's all it was.
Yeah,
saying that the Welsh language isn't older than the English language, because essentially English language and Welsh language changes all the time. So what it was 10 years ago isn't what it is now. So therefore it's the same. And I was like, Jesus Christ, that's a wild take on things. Yeah, you know, to say.
If you interpret that as like that, I suppose he's right. But then again, it's kind of pointless.
When does that end? Is the English language that it is today not the same as it was last year? Because we don't use the same words. Like, we don't use peng anymore, do we?
No,
that was a thing sadly. Back in like about 10 years ago. Yeah. And it was, you know, I was thinking, what? That's a fucking mad take to say. And I saw it. That had actually, like you said, had been referenced to something else I'd seen. It was just another like blog or something. But I was like, God, how easy could this get out of control?
Yeah, so easily,
you know?
Final question. If you were to make a historical drama based on one of your videos, which story would you choose to bring to life on screen?
Yeah, I like this one. If it had to be on one of my videos, I think it would be about Penguin. I think it's like a big old like tragedy. People might like to watch that, I don't know. But I think it's a good story of like familial rivalries, brothers fighting brothers.
Push people like to your Penguin video. I thought it was so, so good.
And we'll put a link to it now in this episode.
Yeah, because I watched your video and that's what made me think I've got to do an episode on this for the pod.
Yeah.
Because it was just so good and it's brilliantly told. And and it is a very like lost story, I feel, because like again,
yeah,
one of those things that no one ever
two
knows
mentions
about
ever.
Mm.
Just about got into the historical record, and that's why I love that stuff. It went just about makes it in.
It's so good.
Who would you have as some of the actors in it?
Oh, that's a difficult one. It's difficult partly because I basically know zero celebrities.
Jack, well, you're his celeb.
Yeah, well, I have to pass that to you guys.
Was it, who's the...
Anthony Hopkins would have to be in there at some point.
Oh, he's got to make a role, isn't he? He's got to make some casting role.
He always pops up.
Yeah.
Who's the King of Penguin? Is it Kneather?
Cynddelan.
Cynddelan seems like something Ewan Rheon could do. He's probably a bit too young to play him. Maybe in a couple of years you could age him up a bit. I'm trying to think of who play. Is it Pender that's like the kind of the Mercian rival?
Ones. Yeah, Pender comes up. The few of the English Northumbrians, like Oswald.
That's it, yeah. You could get... you know what? Oswald, that... the guy who has a face that looks like an Oswald face is, I can't think of his name now. He's the guy, he's in the new House of the Dragon. He's the guy with the eye patch. And he's also in Last Kingdom as Osmond. Oh, I think he's Osmond, actually called like Osmond in that, isn't he? Yeah. And he's got a very Oswald kind of face, if you know what I mean. So I to cast him, I can't think of his name. Yeah. Sorry if you're listening, I doubt you are. Yeah. But I've forgotten your name. But yeah, he's got a very Osmond kind of face.
Well,
that's about as far as I can go. Sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on. It's been so interesting. I love hearing someone who passionate talk about like something they're so knowledgeable. I could just sit and listen for ages. And luckily, you don't need to sit and listen for ages. Well, you can sit and listen for ages if you head over to Cambrian Chronicles on YouTube. That's primarily where you're at, isn't it? But is there anything else you want to promote or push people towards?
Honestly, that's basically it, really. I have an Instagram account. There's like one thing on it. So if you like Instagram accounts with nothing on it, you know, that's the place to go. But yeah, I'm basically just on YouTube. Go on, give me a listen, I suppose, if you didn't find my voice too horrifying, and see how it goes.
I find it soothing, mate, when you're telling your tales. I find it very soothing. So everyone, go to Cambrian Chronicles and listen to the videos. They're brilliant.
Diolch. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. Diolch yn fawr. And thanks so much for joining us. We'll have the next episode up for you next Sunday. Diolch. Ta-ra.
Cheers all. Ta-ra. Ta-ra. Ta-ra.